Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share valuable insights about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law. Solara will help you to build a foundation for bigger and bolder results by tapping into what is divinely yours to begin with. It's time to create the life that you want, and with Solara's help, you will.
And a very, very warm welcome to you once again to Manifesting Made Easy with myself, Solara Starr. It was lovely to be with you last week discussing the power of affirmations. I've been using them for many, many years now with fantastic results. Of course, there are a few considerations to bear in mind when using affirmations to make them even more powerful. So it's not just about creating new neurological pathways in your brain. You actually have an energetic impact on the whole of your energy field and become a powerful attractor for all that you desire and more. It is always such a pleasure to be with you, to share these tips, tools, and wisdom to help take your manifesting practice from coasting along like every day is a Sunday to shooting through the sky. That always sounds really, really positive, doesn't it? So it's lovely to be with you. I have to say it is very, very cold here in southern UK. We're looking at temperatures at -3, which I know some of you around the world get to temperatures of -20. So it makes it look like it's bikini weather here in the UK. But it's absolutely beautiful because the landscape is peppered with the most beautiful frost and the sky is the most gorgeous pastel colors. It's absolutely beautiful. For those of you that follow me on Instagram, you'll see that I popped a little post on my story this morning and you'll be able to see just how beautiful it is here today. So last podcast, I promised you that I would cover a little bit about what happens when our manifestations, our affirmations don't work. This is a very, very important question and powerful consideration. And that's why I wanted to dedicate a little bit more time rather than just mentioning it on the end of the last podcast. It's important to emphasize that how you feel has a major impact on the outcome of your manifestations. And of course, the things that you then in turn attract into your life. And on the surface, you may think, actually, yeah, you know what, I'm feeling pretty good. But when you actually stop and connect to your heart and connect to the feelings in your heart, you may notice that the feeling is different. Not all the time, but sometimes. It's a bit like when you're in the supermarket and somebody goes, oh, hi, Solara, how are you today? And you go, yeah, I'm really good, thank you, how are you? It's kind of like an automatic response. But if I was to then come home and really sit with my feelings and ask myself, how am I? How am I really beneath that kind of surface layer of, yes, I'm fine, thank you. What is really going on for me? And when we start to take the time to tune in energetically to our vibration and what's going on underneath the surface, we may be a little bit surprised that actually, no, I'm not really feeling fine. I'm feeling worried. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling disheartened. Disorientated, whatever it might be. And that's when we get a true energetic reading of where we are vibrating. So it's very, very important to step out of that kind of automatic, robotic state of being and connect to what is going on a feeling level. Because remember, as Andy Dooley says, and it's one of my favorite manifestation quotes, feelings first, manifestation second. So we might think that we feel good on the surface of everything, but actually underneath it all, there's something very different going on. And if you do take that time to tune in and ask yourself how you're feeling, and you do get an energetic reading of feeling disheartened or sad or scared, then it's very important to pull the plug on all manifestations until you have resolved those feelings. Now, not all feelings need to have a spiritual answer. Sometimes we're just feeling what we're feeling and we just sit with that feeling and we allow it to come up and to move out of our energy field. Then we notice that we're starting to feel heard or seen and validated. And as a result of feeling heard, seen, and validated, the feeling moves up and out, and we are then more able to connect with feelings of passion, excitement, joy, peace, and calm, or any of those other good feelings. I'm going to be doing a show about spiritual bypassing at some point, because it's a very, very important topic when it comes to manifestation. So keep a little eye out for that one. That is going to be added here at some point. There's just a few foundational considerations that I want to work with first before we start moving on to those deeper conversations. So if you're new to the show, it's lovely to have you here. If you're not, and you've been listening right from the beginning, well done. We've been on a really long journey together. It's been fantastic to share the knowledge and the wisdom. I do invite you to go back to the beginning of the podcasts so that you can build strong manifestation foundations and understand the basics and fundamental workings of the law of attraction before you start to get to some of the more advanced teachings. I highly recommend that. So what do we do if affirmations don't work? Oh my word, we've all had that at some point where we just feel that what we're doing and the energy we're putting in, we're not getting the results that we want. So even if we are repeating our affirmations on a daily basis, you might find that you don't truly believe them, or you may have a limiting belief come in. So you might be affirming the love of my life walks into my world, and then you may have a voice in your head go, but good things never happen to me, or something similar. So you may find yourself having a contradictory voice in your head when you are saying positive statements. And of course, that contradictory voice feels more real because it activates what we call the fear response. And this is a really physical thing. We start to excrete adrenaline and cortisol and lactate. And because we're now going into stress response, we believe that initial thought as if it was true, but it was never true in the first place. And this is what's really crazy about our fears. Much of what we fear never, ever comes true. In fact, a very, very high percentage, it's something like 97% of all these everyday worries about whether we're going to manifest, whether the universe is going to show up for us financially, they never come true because we are very powerful manifestors. It's just a case of unlocking the how rather than like the I can't mindset. So when we do have that little voice coming in that says, oh yeah, chance would be a fine thing, or good things never happen to me, what do we do about that? It's really important to remember that this other voice in your head, which some might call the shadow or some might call the ego aspect of self, always has one thing in mind. And that one thing it has in mind is to keep us safe, to stop us from failing, to stop us from feeling disheartened, to stop us from feeling disillusioned in some way or another. So it pipes up to protect us, believe it or not. So one technique that I've used over the years is I've learned to have a conversation with that part of me. And I've learned to say, thank you, friend. I really appreciate you coming in, you stepping in, you're trying to warn me or trying to help me. But I want you to know that I'm ready and I'm willing now to step over all of these old limiting beliefs and put my faith and trust in myself and in the universe. So by having that conversation with your fear, it takes it to a new level of understanding and compassion. And you'll find that your fear gently starts to step back, and the empowered part of you that believes that you can do this, that believes that you are deserving, gets stronger and stronger each time. And in the early stages, and even now still, I had repetitive conversations with this part of me, just reassuring and giving thanks. Some teachers or some people in the past would say, well, just tell that voice just to do one. And then what that does is it creates an inner conflict and it sends you to war inside, because you'll have that voice telling you that you can't do it and you'll never amount to anything. And this other voice that hasn't built up its own power and strength yet will believe it and then won't take any further steps in the direction of its dreams. And then that's what I call this inner conflict, this inner war that's going on. So instead of creating inner conflict, we want to create an environment of collaboration and calm and peace. That's why coming to that part of you and reassuring that part of you and being gentle and kind and loving to that part of you will get you much better results than telling it to stop being so stupid, having conversations with yourself like, oh my God, what in the hell's wrong with me? I can't do it. I'm so stupid. I'm so negative. That's just feeding it. So it's almost like, if you remember in the beginning of our stages, which is probably worth mentioning again now on this topic, is the Battle of the Two Wolves, the Native American prophecy. A Native American Indian grandfather sits with his grandson and says, "Son, there's a battle going on inside all of us, a battle between two wolves. One wolf is fearful and negative and weak and worries and full of anxiety. The other wolf is full of trust and passion and faith and energy and focus and motivation." And the little boy sits there and he thinks about it for a while. And he said, "If there's this battle going on inside of us, which wolf wins?" And the grandfather looks him dead in the eye and says, "My son, whichever one you feed." So by stepping into this new territory, if it law of attraction is new to you, or if you've been doing this for a little while and you're here for a reminder, it's really important to remember that we have these two aspects of self. And one aspect of self, let's call it the negative aspect of self, the negative wolf, has been fed over time. So no wonder it is strong and more powerful than the other. It's just a case now of restricting the food for the negative wolf and learning to feed the positive wolf in order for that to also become stronger. So this is why the bridging statement, which I mentioned in the last podcast of "I am willing," it takes you from the disbelief, that negative Nancy, if you like, into more of the space of being willing and open to believe something. I am absolutely willing to believe that the man or woman of my dreams is there for me. I'm absolutely willing to believe that the universe has my back. I am absolutely willing to believe that many wonderful opportunities to increase my finances are coming to me. I'm willing to believe that I am loved. So if we say "I'm willing to believe," it feels easier and you're less likely then to get that voice in your head that says, "Well, that's never going to happen to you," or "Yeah, chance would be a fine thing." And then once you've started working with the willing to believe and you've taken yourself more into that space of belief, you can then drop the words "I'm willing to." "I am a magnet for financial abundance of every kind. I am loved. I am a great attractor to wonderful things." So you can take it more into the "I am" affirmations. "I have a wonderful love relationship." And using the words "I have," "I am," "it feels so good." These are all really lovely ways to start your affirmations. "It feels so good to have the relationship of my dreams. It feels so good to be confident. It feels so good to be strong. It feels so good to be a money magnet. It feels so good to be healthy and well." So affirmations is learning to gently steer your ship in a more positive direction. It's going to feel very weird and very alien if you're very used to being in a negative mindset to suddenly jump into something positive straight away. So remember, the bridging sentence of "I am willing" is going to really help to bridge that gap. And as we mentioned last time, if you are repeating your affirmations in a robotic way without any feelings of excitement or passion, it really will slow down the manifestation process. Yes, it'll have positive effects because it'll help you train your brain, but it's not really going to power up your magic wand. You are your magic wand. It's not really going to power up your magic wand. So if you haven't listened to the last show on affirmations, I highly recommend you go to that, because I share very, very important and powerful techniques to make your affirmations the most effective as far as feeling passion and excitement goes. But also what I'd like you to consider is, as you are affirming, ask yourself, is this something that I really want? Sometimes we may be affirming something of something that we think we should want, something that our parents or society expects of us, but it may not actually be something that we want in our heart. So I'd really invite you to sit with your feelings, peel away that surface layer, and go deep into your heart and say, is this something that I really, really want to put my time, energy, and effort into manifesting? If the answer is a resounding hell yeah, then you know it is yours and to keep going. If you've just, well, kind of, you're not really going to have the impetus or put the time or energy behind your manifestation in order for it to come to fruition. So that's a very, very important question. Also, you may be scared to step out of your comfort zone. Comfort zones are very, very interesting because they're kind of, they're called a comfort zone, but they're not so comfortable because we don't really want to be there. We want to experience more in life, yet we stay inside our comfort zone. In fact, let me share a poem with you. I'm just going to open it on my computer because this is a really, really important one. And it's one I found years ago when I was ready to move from my corporate job into my self-employed teaching meditation and mindfulness and Reiki. And I was scared. So this poem I actually found in my office drawer. I have no idea where it came from. It just materialized as if out of magic. But it spoke to me on very deep levels. And it goes like this. I used to have a comfort zone where I knew I wouldn't fail. The same four walls and busy work were really more like jail. I longed so much to do the things I'd never done before. But I stayed inside my comfort zone and I paced the same old floor. I said it didn't matter, that I wasn't doing much. I said I didn't care for things like titles, praise and such. I claimed to be so busy with things inside the zone, but deep inside I longed for something special of my own. I couldn't let my life go by just by watching others win. I held my breath, I stepped outside, and I let the change begin. I took a step and with new strength that I'd never felt before, I kissed my comfort zone goodbye, and I closed and locked the door. So if you're in a comfort zone and afraid to venture out, remember that all winners were at one time filled with doubt. A step or two and words of praise can make your dreams come true. So my friend, reach your future with a smile because success really is there for you. Now, I pray that if you are in a comfort zone, that gives you some impetus, some kind of energy behind you to take one gentle step outside that space, because your dreams will not come to reality, to fruition, if you are staying inside that comfort zone and pacing the same old floor. And remember, it says in there, at one point, everybody's filled with doubt. And a couple of words of praise to yourself could be really important. There's periodically, I'll go and look in the mirror and just say, Solara, I'm so proud of you. I know things have been really tough and challenging, but you always find a way to heal, to grow, to overcome. And I want you to know that I'm here for you and I'm behind you and I've got your back and I will create whatever opportunity it is you need in order to help you grow in the best way possible. And because I feel that I have that loving cheerleader and support from inside of me, it gives me extra energy and extra strength to go out into my world and to step outside of my comfort zone. So let's go a little bit more into now more practicalities of affirmations. So, you know, if you're looking for a meaningful relationship and you're affirming, I am open and ready to attract new love into my life, but you've had negative experiences in the past, deep down under that surface layer, you may be afraid of getting hurt again. So you may be subconsciously and unintentionally putting up defenses and barriers that will block the process. So I invite you, if that is the case, to go and seek somebody out that can help you, whether you want to contact me to help release the blocks or somebody else that you have resonance with or whatever it might be, do what you can to reach out and ask for help. It's so important to remove these blocks, heal these hurts, and we can't do it on our own. And that's not me being negative. It just slows down the process. I tried for many, many years to be my own therapist, watching YouTube videos, reading certain articles. And although it was very good, nothing accelerated my growth as much as when I started working with a spiritual coach or mentor. So I highly recommend that. If you'd like to reach out and have a 30-minute conversation free of charge to see if what I can do can help you, then just reach me at solarastar.com. I'll also put my contact details in the show notes as well for your ease. And if you think of somebody else that may benefit from this, share this podcast with them. But it's also important to know that you can amend your affirmations. So based on what we said before, if you're saying I'm open and ready to attract new love into my life, but deep down you're feeling hurt or you get that negative voice in your head that starts to say, you know, relationships aren't what they're cracked up to be, or men or women aren't nice people, you may get those limiting blocks coming in. You can use the Bridger statement. I'm willing to believe that there is great love out there for me. I'm absolutely willing to believe this. I'm willing to believe that the love of my life is destined to walk in. I'm opening the door now for the love of my life to walk in. I'm willing to believe it to be true. So remember, the willing to believe is going to be an absolute game changer for you. It's also important to remember that affirmations do need to be positive. If you're repeating, you know, I won't end up alone, I won't end up alone over and over again, what do you think the universe is going to bring you? Of course, it's going to bring you what you're focusing on, which is loneliness. So it's unlikely then that you're going to attract that happy, healthy relationship, because it's important for you to focus on what you do want rather than what you don't want. So I am in a great love relationship. Thank you, universe. I'm so happy and grateful to be in such a lovely relationship. Okay, how are we all feeling? Remember, you can always contact me and let me know how you're finding these shows. Reach out, let me know which bits you like, what you'd like me to cover more of, because I'm here to share as much wisdom as I can with you to help you heal and help you to grow and be the best that you can be. If you happen to be in Winchester or the Southern UK, the 14th and the 15th of January, then do reach out. I'm running a 2-day intensive healing retreat based on the powerful work of Louise Hay. It has been something that was a complete game changer for me back in 2010. The level of love that I reached for and with myself was a complete game changer as far as my manifestations were concerned, but also the healing of my inner child, which I had no idea was playing a role in the blocks that I was experiencing later on in my life, completely took me to new levels. It is powerful. It overwrites negative messages. And it is one that I highly recommend as an important stepping stone along this journey. So again, I will put the details of that particular retreat. If you are in the UK, it would be wonderful to be there. Maybe it can be on your little Christmas list as a lovely Christmas present for you. Okay, so if you're driving now, I suggest you do what I'm just about to share with you later on. Or if you're operating machinery, of course. So just use whatever you're doing at your own discretion, but I want to take you into a little mini affirmation meditation before we finish the show today. Okay, so I'd like you to just take a few minutes to get yourself comfy and allow your body to relax down. So you can begin by taking some relaxing breaths, deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. As you're exhaling, just imagine releasing any tension from the extremities of your body. And as you're breathing in, breathe into all the four corners of your belly. And again, as you exhale any limiting beliefs. Be willing to release all of which that no longer serves. And as you breathe in your new life, your new frequency, your new timeline into your DNA, into your being. Okay, that's beautiful. So just feel yourself feeling calm in the center of your being, allowing yourself to relax, letting your breath take you to a deeper space of calmness and stillness. And now in your mind's eye, visualize the new story that you want to create in your life. So first of all, we're going to focus on prosperity. So bring to mind the new reality that you are creating about prosperity now. And take a moment to imagine the scenes in your life as best you can. Imagine your bank account increasing, getting refunds, saving money. Sometimes we get products that when we buy them, they end up being a lot cheaper. This is all abundance that comes to us. So imagine the scenes in your life as best you can. Imagine yourself prosperous. See a figure that you want in your bank account, in your savings account. Feel yourself prosperous with abundant finances and everything that you want. And engage all of your senses. Remember, it's very, very important to see, sense, feel, taste, touch as you do your visualizations, as this is what really activates your energetic magnetism. And now bring to mind a new story that you wish to experience about your relationships. Focus on yourself first, this beautiful, renewed and loving relationship that you have with yourself. See yourself treating yourself like your own best friend, being fiercely loving to yourself in thoughts and actions, treating yourself with love and kindness. And the renewed and loving relationship that you have with yourself ignites powerful relationships to enter into your life. So see wonderful relationships entering into your life now. Kind, loving, warm, loyal, caring, considerate relationships all around you, with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones. See yourself experiencing these beautiful, uplifting, nurturing, and enjoyable relationships. See yourself laughing and connecting, having deep, heartfelt conversations. Imagine the scenes in your life as best you can, and feel as strongly as possible the reality of this new story. Now bring to mind the wonderful new reality you wish to create about your health. And take a moment now to imagine yourself healthy and well. Looking good, feeling good. With a sparkle behind your eye and a spring in your step. And breathe into this beautiful vision of yourself healthy, well, glowing and vibrant. And breathe into this now. Notice how you're feeling. Feel yourself abundant with wonderful relationships, feeling beautiful and safe in your own skin. Healthy and strong. And imagine yourself radiating joy and happiness wherever you go and sharing that with everyone that you meet. Okay, brilliant. Now taking a few slow, long, deep breaths in. Nice big cheesy grin on your face. Feeling your heart open and expansive. When you're ready, you can bring yourself back into this time and space. Oh, I absolutely love the power of visualization and the power of affirmation. We're going to be talking more about visualization on the next podcast, so make sure that you tune into that one. But in the meantime, keep focusing and practicing on your affirmations and your visualizations. These are very, very important foundational exercises to help you become an even stronger and more powerful manifester. Anyway, that's time for me for now. I'm really, really looking forward to sharing with you some more next time. In the meantime, wishing you an abundant, healthy, safe, loving, fun, and joyous journey. And I look forward to being back with you soon. Take care for now. Lots of love.
Thanks for listening. Solara Starr will be back next week with more great insights into the law of attraction. Please visit solarastar.com.